the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lane, Junior Mark Davila. All right, new rules for haircuts.
Wait a minute, is this, isn't that, Bill Maher's bit? New rule.
I don't watch that show, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's his bit. You just stole Bill Maher's bit.
No, I said new rules.
New rules for getting haircuts. Yeah, that's
yeah.
It.
That's it. Exactly. Yeah. Man, I don't.
New rule for getting haircuts.
I used to watch, I don't think he gets a lot of haircuts. It's like he's going bald, but he's got the long hair, too.
He's a real greasy-looking guy. Like, he's kind of, like, slimy. That's the word I'm looking for.
Really?
Not slimy. He's, like a fish, but, like...
I get a smarmy vibe.
Yeah,
he's
a slimy guy. Like
slimy, I don't get. Smarmy, I get.
I could see him in another life as, like, a...
Car salesman?
Say car sales. Like,
a used car salesman. That's what I see him as.
Yeah, that's what he is.
Yeah. I mean, that's not what he is now, though. He has a better job.
Yeah, supposedly.
Anyway... Haircuts. So new rule.
They claim he's got his own TV show, but I don't believe
it. I've never seen it.
I'm such a skeptic.
Seeing is believing. I haven't seen it, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, he might.
You
he
know
might.
What? I used to watch it all the time.
I used to watch it when it was in its former incarnation, when it was like on ABC.
Incorrect.
Yeah, I used to watch that.
I like at least they... Like, that was the name of a show, but whatever it was, ABC, they're like,
yeah.
You can have the name. But they never did anything with it.
They do that shit out of spite.
Yeah, like little kids do that.
Yeah, it's like, look, we're not going to use the name for anything, but fuck you. I don't want you to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm never going to play with this toy again, but I see you want it, so you can go fuck yourself. You can't have it.
It's not like they're going to use it for, like, getting money. It's not some kind of, like, you know, I can understand if it's like they want to keep all the money from the A-team or something like that. You know, because they're still, like, you know... They could sell, you know, the movie rights and stuff. They don't sell the movie rights to Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher.
Yeah, and that shit's not in syndication, the old stuff. No one wants that.
Hey, let's watch Political Commentary from 15 years ago. Yeah!
Be kind of interesting.
I guess.
But I mean, it's not going to be a big seller.
You know, all it makes me do is go, man, you're getting out of better shape for something that doesn't even matter anymore.
I know. All those people are dead now. No one cares. Like, that shit went away. Whatever you're talking about, unless it's the Middle East, then it's still pretty relevant.
That never goes away.
Yeah, I know. That's relevant then. Other than that, it's like, yeah, remember that that senator killed some chick or something? No one cares about that anymore. Remember she went missing?
Yeah, but it ended up he didn't do it.
So they say. So they say.
Believe what you want to believe.
I do. Anyway, haircuts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's no longer first come, first serve, or calling ahead.
You getting into like a duel?
No.
Arm wrestling?
Whoever has the longest fucking hair.
Oh.
I got a haircut today.
I think who's got the longest cock? I'm a girl. So what?
Whatever. Let me see that clit. Let's see it. Whip it out. No, I got a fucking haircut today, and all these people called ahead. So look, I'm there, and I'm like, okay, no one's here. I should be next. Meanwhile, I was there for, like, sitting there for like, I don't know, like a half hour, maybe a little
haircut
bit more.
News?
Yeah, it is. So I'm sitting there for over half an hour. Yet people keep coming in.
Why don't you go to Great Clips where you can go in on your phone?
Because I don't never think of it.
They got the app and you just put in. And my brother said he goes there. He said that they remember exactly. They have it in the computer. What if you use number 3, they go, oh, yeah. You're number 3, huh?
All right. Well, maybe if I ever remember it, I'll do that. But I don't. So I'm sitting there. And every time somebody comes in, you know, they're the ones who fucking called ahead, so they're going ahead of me.
Well, you can't be angry at them for being smart.
Me?
Being
no,
dumb.
I'm angry with them because they barely needed a fucking haircut. Their hair was shorter
than
mine.
Who are you to judge?
Me. I'm Mark.
Who are you to judge if someone needs a haircut?
Mark.
I would say you don't need a haircut.
Well, now I don't because I had the haircut.
Yeah,
it's shorter.
Man, your hair wasn't that long anyway.
It was long enough. But their hair was shorter than mine. It's like, dude, I don't care if you need to retouch in your fucking buzz cut, all right? That ain't shit. You can fucking wait.
Well, I called ahead, sir. I mean, that's the way it works. You could also call ahead. You knew you were coming for a haircut, right? You didn't just, like, see the haircut place and go, ooh, haircut place. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I did. I had no intention of getting a haircut. I passed by, like... You know what? I could use a haircut. And there's no one inside.
You wouldn't think it used to be a movie rental place. You were like, Where's the movies? I guess I'll get a haircut while I'm here.
Well, I went in all confused. I thought, I haven't seen this movie Vidal Sassoon. I heard good things, though.
Hey, where's the doll movies behind the curtain? You get rid of that?
Yeah, I went back. I looked for it.
Yeah, I missed the old the way movie places used to be. We used to go to this big fat guy named Mel. He was like 300-400 pounds.
Like to go to his house? And he had like VHS tapes? It was called
Mel's Videos, and you go in there, and he always knew who you were.
Hey, I know you.
But he was like really fat. And then he goes, yep, closing down, the big guys are coming, which meant Blockbuster.
Yeah.
So he knew, so he's like, yep, gotta get out. He's probably dead now, probably.
Oh, I'm sure he is,
Unless he got some kind of like surgery.
He's fucking dead. Yeah, I used to enjoy that myself. And then the Blockbuster, those fucking pussies, they didn't have an adult section. Because when I was a kid, and there was no curtain. This is another fucking aisle. You want to go there browsing as a kid? Go right ahead. Your parents let you? I wasn't with them. It's like, if I were at a friend's house, we'd walk to the Video Factory, I think it was called.
Factory of Videos.
Yeah, we'd walk there, and then we'd just go to the aisle. And then he would rent those tapes because... You know, the kid behind the counter, he doesn't give a fuck. So, you know, we're just young kids, and I'm like, all right, I'm going outside for this. I don't need to see this. I'm too scared.
Oh, yeah,
so
I know.
So then he'd go...
I can't even watch people get rejected like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'd go outside, and then he'd grab one of the adult movies and then try and rent it.
And where would you watch in his room?
Yeah.
Like a couple of perverts?
Yeah, you know, actually, I think he let me borrow it. Now that I recall, I'd have to wait for my parents to leave. So, you know, one of the opportunities for me to be home alone.
You didn't have a VCR in your room?
No, we didn't.
Jeez, I can give you one if you want. I had an extra VCR lying around.
Yeah.
For some reason, I keep it. Like, I have one in the studio because I'm supposed to be transferring home videos, but I've taken a two or three-year break now.
I mean, you'll get around to it.
Yeah. But I have another one that's in the attic. It's like... I should just get rid of this thing? And now you can't even throw... They made a new law. You can't throw electronics out anymore.
Really? Why not?
They want you to recycle them.
Well, fuck you. Well, no, not you. No, you're okay.
They won't take it. They don't... There's this guy down the street. He put one of those old-style TVs, the glass and everything, the big glass screen. It was sitting there for months. Like, they would never take it, and he just left it there. Like, there's just a TV sitting in front of his house.
What law is this for?
The state.
Really? Because... my place, where I live, they don't fucking follow that shit. Because people are putting their TVs out front all the time. And they're gone. They're not sitting there a while. It's just fucking gone.
New York State law.
Yeah, apparently no, we don't know about it.
Speaking of New York State, have you
they
seen...
They can suck my
did
dick.
Did you see these smoking commercials they've had lately?
Is it more fucking sick people?
Yeah. The one, they're like, they show this like attractive young girl. And then next thing you know, they show her all like sickly. And she's like, has that hole in her throat. She's like,
I've been smoking... for only 1 week.
And then they show this other dude, I started smoking when I was 14, and now I have a son, and blah, blah, blah. And then at the end, you know, he died when he was 30, like 5 years ago. And I was like, all right, yeah, I'll agree with you that smoking's bad for you, but that's not typical of what's going to happen.
I know. I mean...
You're not going to die when you're 30, and you're not going to have your soul in your throat. You know what's going to happen? You're going to die of a heart attack when you're 67, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that's what's typical, but that's not scary.
It's scare tactics. You show the exception to the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want you to stop. We don't want you to fucking smoke. We don't like smokers. That's just it. We tax the shit out of you. We fucking hate you. You know, it's not healthy, and we don't want any fucking part of it.
Chances are, if they didn't smoke, they would still get the same cancer.
Well,
I was reading today.
I don't know about that. Probably helps it along.
There's some cancers that they say...
Well, some people just genetically will have
cancer.
The new
study said that it's mostly just bad luck. Brain cancer, there's nothing you can do to prevent it. If you're going to get it. Pancreatic cancer and some intestinal cancers.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the thing. If it's in your genes, you're just going to have fucking cancer. But don't give it a helping hand.
They said it's not a gene thing. It's because every once in a while... Because, you know, your cells are always, you know...
Replicating.
And every once in a while, there's a glitch.
Yeah.
And it turns into cancer, and that's just all it is.
I'm going to go ahead and disagree with the scientists on it's not in the genes, because there's plenty of people who have, like, cancer in their family, and, like, they all fucking get it.
Well, there's some... No, but I'm saying these specific ones, they said it's just pretty much bad luck.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, it could be the genes, I don't know.
I mean, a glitch in the system. I mean, I could see that too.
All that shit happens,
I'm sure.
There's not going to be a total cure for cancer because it's not just one disease or one thing. It's tons of different ones. And
oh, I was reading a book, and in the future, the cure for cancer is just it's not really a cure. It's just an ongoing treatment, and it's just nanite pills that you swallow, and they just go around your bloodstream, and when the new cell, cancer cells pop up, they just go ahead and destroy them.
Yeah,
that's right. It's a continuous treatment you have to keep having.
Ray Kurzweil talks about that.
I don't know who that is.
The futurist guy.
Yeah, I thought...
Who's in the singularity, he takes like 10,000... He literally takes like 200 vitamins a day.
Okay. I don't know his name, but I remember...
They used to have the documentary on Netflix. So it was called something, but...
I heard about that one.
I don't know if it's on. It was good. I liked it. They had William Shatner talking about how he wants to live forever.
Oh, I'm sure he does. Hey, Will, you don't want to die? No, I don't.
Well, he's in his 80s now, that guy.
It's... Man, yeah, he holds up fucking good. He must have some really good genes, that guy.
What if he takes his wig off?
Well, still.
It might make a difference.
I mean, I don't mean I want to fuck the dude. He's not super handsome. But he doesn't look like an 80-year-old man. He doesn't sound like an 80-year-old man. You know, that's he still true. Has it together.
He's got a lot, you know, he's got
his wits are about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for him. We should all be so lucky.
You know, the funny thing is that it falls apart quick. Like, I see.
Well, it can. Some people hold it together longer than others. So,
yeah, I think we talked about this last week.
We did. We don't need to go through that again.
Listen, let's tell the same story again.
I know. Fucking listen to last week's show.
Speaking of glitches, I was at the store Kohl's, which is irrelevant to the story, but I was there.
All right. Bragging.
Well, I hate that store, but I had a gift card. That's why I go. I had a gift card, so I had to use it. I
don't know if it's a gift card. What do they even fucking have there? I was there once.
It's Target, pretty much. Except they don't have food. It's Target minus the food section.
Wait, they have toys, too?
Yeah. Okay. No, yeah, they have a small toy.
Electronics?
No.
Then the fuck that, man? Then why would I go to that Target?
They got shoes and clothes and bedding and bras and...
Bras, you say?
Bras.
Ooh, wait. You know what I do? How about I wait by the dressing room, and then when girls try on bras, and if they don't happen to fit, they put them back. I grab them and smell them.
Do you think it's smelling? I don't think breasts really smell like anything.
Oh, but there's sweat.
Oh, I guess if they had... If it's sweaty, which
like,
is gross.
Like summertime.
Or they wear a lot of perfume.
Yeah, yeah. Then you give it a lick. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're on Kohl's.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, did you know that you can get a pretty good price for your underwear, like a man can?
Wait, you call your underwear a man can?
No. You and I, or anyone who's a man, can sell your underwear online just like the girls do, and I guess you get a pretty good price
for it. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Who's buying it? Okay, well, degenerates will buy it, yeah. How do we get involved in this? I will fucking come in every pair of my underwear and sell them.
Well, you got to work out in them and get all sweaty.
That's whatever, man. I'll work out.
Like, that's kind of smelly like.
Whatever they want. I'll fucking shit myself. I'll come in them. I'll sweat on them. Whatever they want, man.
I don't think it's urine. I don't think it's sweat. I mean, you know, it is sweat.
Listen, custom made. However you want it.
You'd really do that?
You wouldn't? If I said, listen, dude, I know this guy. Just fucking in the summertime, walk around the fucking park, man. And then put your underwear in a baggie. I'll give you $50. You know goddamn well you would do that.
You could totally just like put it in your armpit too. Rub it around. Just get a new pair.
You could do that. You could do that. Yeah. But I have something called fucking principles.
Well, we talk about girls doing it.
No, I know.
They do, you know, the three different kinds where you got the ones where they, like, they come in, they got fresh pair just their perfume on, which is stupid. I could just do that my fucking self. I know. Not pay $70.
And then the crazy kind where they fucking jam it up their vaginas.
Yeah, for like a day and they just walk around.
I know. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
They're at Christmas dinner with a pair of panties stuffed up their twat.
I knew you were going to say twat. I fucking knew it.
I was searching in my mind.
Yeah, but I mean, you could have used many adjectives. Yeah.
Anyways, I was at Kohl's and I turned the corner of...
In life?
No, not yet. Yeah. One of those, like, you know, the aisle. I turn around a corner... And I got so scared.
Oh!
That feeling of fear went through me because there was this kid in a wheelchair.
Did you think it was contagious?
No.
Oh, no, I'm going to be in a wheelchair.
It was one of those guys who, he's like, his head's like facing up and his mouth's gaping open and his face all like, you know, distorted and everything. And it really gave me like a scare. Like I was startled by him.
You know, that's horrible.
I know.
Come on, man. He doesn't have a hard enough life without horrible. You.
You're right. Don't bring him out in public. He's freaking people out. There's no reason.
As I said, he doesn't have a hard enough life without you looking at him going, oh, this shit!
Well, first of all, he doesn't know he's having a hard life because this kid was catatonic. I mean, he was just...
Unfortunately, I mean, for his sake, I hope so. But you never know what's going on in that head.
I guess it would be different if it was my kid, but from the outside, I'm like, man, you know, I'm not going to go to the killing angle. I'm just saying, you know that they talk to him like he's a normal kid. Like, all right, Steve, let's go. But to me, that seems pointless because he probably doesn't know what's going on.
As I said, you really don't know. There's a lot of neurological disorders where your head's fucking fine. It's just, you know, everything else fell apart.
Depends.
And you can't control it. It's like, you know, your brain's good. Well,
they can know because they do a scan and see if he understands language or not.
No, I mean, I know that, but I'm just saying there's shit like that.
And if he doesn't understand language, it's useless to talk to him.
Sometimes it's useless to talk to you. I still do it.
Well, that might be true, but... So that's all I'm saying. Just don't bring your freaks in the public.
I mean, I say that about ugly people, but that's different.
Oh, you know, my girlfriend was watching
some... Oh, I thought she was... My girlfriend's so
some
ugly.
Some shit on Bravo the other day, and it was like... I don't even know which one it was.
Hi, I'm ugly, and on TV.
They're like, look at all these ugly people. Like, this guy, who was not handsome himself, but I guess he was rich, so he could say it. He's like, I hate ugly people. I don't even want to be in the same room as ugly people. And the people they were calling ugly were just normal-looking people. But of course, they had a horrible dress on, or they were ugly.
Well, as you said, he's rich, even though he's probably like, if he's just wearing t-shirt and jeans, he's just a normal-looking dude, we might consider him ugly, but guess what? You got like 7 figures in the bank, so all of a sudden he's hot.
And then again, they're probably playing it up for the camera.
Well, it's a reality show. We all know that. That's what they do. They don't even have fucking opinions. Like 90% of the time, they're just like, listen, be a huge asshole, okay? That's what people like. And it's true.
Why can we get a reality show?
That's why they fucking sell. Listen, if we had a reality show, we would be fucking maniacs. I would be a crazy person on the air.
We'd find maniacs and we'd fuck them.
Yeah, I'd do everything.
So you said we'd be fucking maniacs.
Yeah, I'd be a maniac. I'd be fucking maniacs.
The Animaniacs.
Yeah,
the
cartoons.
Dot.
Dot. The girl one. I mean, she might be a kid, but I think that cartoon is invented like the 20s, so I don't think it counts.
No, it was in the 90s, wasn't it?
No, but I think they're like the original ones.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I just remember...
I didn't
watch it that much.
I don't know if
it was... When I did, it was like... It was all like adult jokes in it.
Yeah, dick jokes and shit.
No,
a lot
like
of sexual innuendo.
But it was like references,
right?
To things that kids wouldn't know. Like
I know.
Rock bands and stuff like that.
Cunnilingus.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. Everyone loves cunnilingus.
Not me. I hate when my pussy gets eaten.
Do you?
Yeah, it's fucking gross.
I wonder what it's like. You ever think of that? Like, wonder what it's like to get your pussy eaten.
No. Bet it feels all right.
But girls have better orgasms than dudes, right?
So they say, but how? There's no way to know.
I think it's more because like a wave, and you can.
No,
have a
I know they say that. Yeah, but you can never know.
I know. We never. It's a mystery that will never be solved.
I mean, they'll just go ahead and assume, till the day they fucking die. They'll know in their hearts that they have a better orgasm than a man, but they don't fucking know.
You know what, though?
Our short one might be way more powerful, way more intense, than their long multiple one might be shit to us, or vice versa.
For a lot of girls, it takes either they don't have them at all, or it takes 20 minutes. Dude, 3 strokes and he's napping.
But as I said, there is no... You can't say what's fucking better, or just like the whole, you know, it's so much easier being a guy, so much easier being a girl. You don't fucking know.
All right.
It's impossible to be both.
Pros,
there's some people who say they are both, but they're fucking not.
The pros being dude is, one, you can do it quick. The con...
We're talking about sexually, okay. We're still talking about orgasms?
Yeah. So the con is you got to... Like, a girl can masturbate anywhere. And a dude needs to, you know, unless you want to walk around with a load in your pants all day. Like a semen load.
Well, the thing is... Do you want to masturbate anywhere? Do you want to masturbate at the supermarket?
No.
Well, then what difference does it make? There you go.
But yeah, but if say you're in bed and you don't want to get up.
You can't jerk off in bed. You fuck in bed, don't you?
Yeah, but I don't want to spray it all over my bed.
You don't got fucking tissues.
Not in my bedroom.
Oh, why? Well, get a fucking box.
I have such a powerful load.
That's on you.
Bust right through those tissues.
Get a... The quicker picker upper.
I mean, I need like a really thick
paper towel. Paper towels.
And a big like beach towel. Fold it three times and maybe it won't go through.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? I use a beach ball. How about that? Uninflated beach ball. I fill it up.
Are you fucking a beach ball again? I'm trying to sleep.
It's not that loud. It wouldn't really be disturbing you. You hear the plastic rubbing?
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. Fucking a beach ball. Sounds cool, I guess.
Yeah, sometimes your girlfriend falls asleep. What are you going to do? You can fuck a beach ball.
It sounds like a derogatory term towards her.
Even though she tells me that, like, well, if you want to do it, just do it while I'm sleeping. I'm like, I'm not a rapist. I don't want to do that.
I've heard chicks talk like that before, calling you a rapist. No. And I'm like, I don't believe it.
Shit.
No, but I've heard girls talk before about, like, oh, my boyfriend just started having sex with me while I was sleeping, and then I woke up in the middle of it, and, oh, it was so hot. I'm like, you know what? I would never fucking do that. I'm sorry. I mean, maybe you give me prior consent.
That's what she said. That I
like, you can, but yeah. I'm sorry. It's not fucking happening.
I feel like the biggest creep. I feel like a creep having sex anyhow.
I mean, if you're passed out, that's one thing. But sleeping, that's unacceptable.
Passed out's fine, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if I happen to, you know, slip a couple things in your drink.
Like, if I don't know you and you're super drunk, fine. But other than that...
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. Because I'm like, that's like, listen, I want this. The other way, I can just fucking wake you up. There's a reason why I need you unconscious.
You know what? If I had, like, one of the, what do you call them?
A brain?
Those things you sign when you get married. Prenuptial agreement. I'd slip it in there in small letters, like, if you fall asleep before we have sex, I get to go have sex with anybody I want. That's the rule.
Can you put anything you want in a prenup?
Well, if they have like, a bad lawyer.
Like crazy shit.
If they have a lawyer who doesn't just like, eh, looks good to me.
Oh, you know what I do? I say, hey, you know, honey, this is just a formality. I tell you what, I'm paying for your lawyer too. You have your own lawyer on me. Guess what? They're both my fucking lawyers. And so I put in the small print, and he goes, oh, yeah, it's good. It's good. I checked it out myself.
Did you see the movie American Hustle?
Maybe.
Because I want to...
What is that?
It's the one with Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence and that other girl. But anyways, there's a con artist in it, played by Christian Bale. And I love in movie con artists because they always have like a lot of friends who play the part of like different guys. Like to get away with things. Like in the one part,
like they have buddies that help in the con.
In this movie, he got caught by the FBI, and the FBI said, "All right, well, you're working for us now to help us catch guys doing stuff." And then he set it up so this mobster's lawyer, and he admits to all this stuff. Like, we got you, man, we got him. And then they end up there, like the $2 million they gave him that they were supposed to get back, he took. But he just had like some guy from the neighborhood play a lawyer in some office. Like that's what I want to do.
Be a con artist?
Yeah, it sounds fun.
It does. I mean, we all like tricking people. Yeah, I got one over.
Like Harry the Hat and Cheers. He was a con artist.
Everyone knows that. Yeah.
Well, Cheers is a pretty popular show, Mark.
No, it isn't. It's not popular anymore. Let's go to a local high school. Ask everyone about fucking Cheers.
We don't have any high school listeners. Our listeners are 25 to 38 in age.
We've done surveys. We know.
We know our demographics.
Dude. What's the cutoff for Cheers? What's the cutoff age? We're like, what? I think I know what that is. What's the cutoff age?
Well, I knew the fucking Honeymooners, so it's their fault for being fucking dumb.
Yeah, I know the Honeymooners.
If we're going to make a rule that we can only talk about contemporary things, we wouldn't even know what we're talking
about.
Okay,
I just want you to be aware, though, that not everyone knows what Cheers is. There are people out there that have no fucking idea what Cheers
is. Yeah, there's people out there who don't know what any... I mean, what is that?
What's
a dumb argument? Okay. You don't know what... Modern Family is.
I'm aware the show exists.
Name one character.
I've never seen it, exactly. But I know it exists.
So what's your point? Name one character from The Big Bang Theory.
Ralph.
So what's the difference?
I just named the character.
There was nobody Ralph.
Come on. You've seen every fucking episode?
I've never seen a full episode in my life.
There you go. Then you don't know there's not a Ralph.
There's Sheldon. There's the blonde chick who cut her hair and looks ridiculous.
We said names. I can describe people too. There's that one fucking geek. There's that other fucking geek dude with glasses.
Darlene's boyfriend.
Yeah, I can do that too.
Oh wait, I can't mention Darlene because Roseanne's not contemporary. We can only mention contemporary things on this show, I guess.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, some people know who Roseanne is.
We talk about what we talk about. If they don't like it, they can tune into the fucking Younger People show talking about things that they know. That's just the way it works.
The Younger People show. Ooh, that should be the name of a new show.
And you know really young people don't listen to podcasts anyway.
Yeah, I'm aware. They barely know what that is.
Podcasts are listened to mostly by like 30-year-old men. That's just it.
You ever hear of that new that cereal one that gets all the fucking...
Oh, yeah, Fruit Loops was good.
That cereal one that's getting all the hype?
Yeah, I refuse to listen to it because I hate hype.
Yeah. I really don't want to listen to a fucking mystery. I don't care.
It's not a mystery.
I thought that's what it was.
It's a real crime story where some high school girl got murdered and they arrested the guy. And they tell you who it was. Like, the whole thing was that they think he was innocent. But at the end, they're like, yeah. Sometimes things, you know, sometimes, I don't know.
Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. How the fuck would I know?
The conclusion was like,
doing
really
a podcast, I don't know.
The conclusion was really shitty. And also,
Was it just them describing the crime?
Yeah, I would have looked it up. What am I going to sit here and wait 12 weeks to figure out what's going on? I'm just going to look it up.
That is true.
I did that for Game of Thrones. Why wouldn't I do it for your shitty podcast? A lot of people listen to it because I think they want to think like, oh, look, see how smart I am. I'm listening to Siri.
Going
to
figure it out.
There's nothing to figure out. It wasn't a mystery.
Oh, yeah. I don't really know. Like I said, I'm not going to listen to it.
I don't give a shit about that stuff. They're all,
you hate podcasts, I know.
For lack of a better term, it's all hipster bullshit. It's the fucking This American Life NPR bullshit.
Unlike the Hotshot Whiz Kids. Fucking awesome.
Yeah, because we...
Original.
Yeah. Well, no, because we talk about Cheers.
Yeah, but we invented Cheers. Still original.
I love Cheers. I don't even know if I do love it.
You like the age. For most of those old shows that we kind of grew up on, I think we like the idea of those shows.
I still, every once in a while I'm bored, I watch Knight Rider on Netflix, and it's like, this show's shit, but I love the car.
They're all shit.
I love that car so much.
As I said, it's the idea. I love the show Punky Brewster. It's a fucking piece of shit. I know it is. I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
Well, you get sad because her tits are gone now.
Oh, God, don't even bring that up.
Slave and Fly. But no one knows
who that is. No one knows the show Punky Brewster.
You yell at me for Cheers, one of the most popular shows ever. It's meant to bring up Punky Brewster.
Come on, man. Punky Brewster and Small Wonder. Everyone knows those shows.
Well, one of the few shows that had a cartoon and a regular series.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know which one came first.
Regular series came first, then the cartoon, yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
That's true. I'm making this up as I go along, voice.
No, I mean, look it up. Look it up yourself, man.
I don't know.
I was there. I used to watch both.
What is there any other shows that had a cartoon and a regular show?
Well, Mr. T had his own cartoon show, but it wasn't the A-Team.
Yeah, I want to know. It's the exact same show, like Father Darling Mysteries, and they had a cartoon.
That fucking cartoon priest did it again. I think there was a... You'd be surprised about cartoons. Because, like, it's a lot of shit you never heard of, but they had it. Like, you never seen it.
You know what I don't get?
There was a Karate Kid cartoon, I think. Yeah, the movie.
I'm surprised they didn't come out with, like, a Walking Dead type cartoon.
Well, I mean, it's based off of a comic book, so you might as well.
All these graphic novels, as they call them now, that are out there. It'd be so much easier just to make it a cartoon than a live action thing. It's so much cheaper.
Pretty sure you said live action, but I'll let it go.
A live action thing, you know, it'd be so much true. Oh, and you know, they've been playing Walking Dead Marathon.
Have they?
Last week they were. I was like, I cannot watch the show. This one was like,
I don't, I don't watch reruns of shows, really.
Well, I can watch, if Breaking Bad's on, I'll watch it. I'm not going seeking it out, but if I see it, I'm like, oh.
I'm not interested. I want new shit.
And I watched all the Sopranos over again.
Yeah, you know what? Now, when I really think about it, I mean, in the old days, like when I had cable, you just turn shit on and like, all right, yeah, I've seen this before, but you know, just watch it again. Nowadays, like, I'm not gonna start watching, you know, an old series on Netflix. Like, fuck it, I'm finding something new, or I'm not watching anything.
Well, it's new to you.
No, an old series that I have seen already.
Oh,
like I'm not watching reruns.
Are you watching the Marco Polo?
I am, even though I did my usual Mark move. I watched all the episodes except the last two that I stopped.
Why do you do that?
I don't know.
Was it just not good?
I liked it a lot.
Isn't it just like a poor man's Game of Thrones?
It's in China. It's like, you know, more historically based.
Yeah.
It's Marco Polo.
But there's nudity and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, I know Marco Polo. People yell out his name. And he says polo.
Listen, I did that joke for your brother 3 weeks ago. Okay? I was talking to your brother and I said, hey, you hear about that new show, Marco Polo? And he's like, no, is it any good? Yeah, it's pretty good. They yell in the swimming pool. Your brother was cracking up. He loved it.
Listen, if it's hot chicks, and then they play that game of chicken, or what was it called? Where you put a girl on top of your shoulders and they fight
Yeah,
it out?
It's, I think they call chicken fight. Yeah, chicken fight.
Yeah, that sounds good, too. Yeah. We'll play that in Marco Polo at the same time. Girl's vagina rubbing up against your neck.
Oh, yeah, that's hot. Give her a neck job.
Mm-hmm.
But I never watched Fringe while it was on. Recently, I just, like the other day, I just finished the whole series, like all five seasons. Really good show. But I'd rather do it that way.
I thought there was like a couple shitty seasons.
That's what people said. I liked it all the way through.
Yeah, you have questionable taste.
It was all based on like alternate dimensions and time travel and shit. It's up my alley.
Maybe I'll watch it. I don't know if time
like, I fucking, I watched the whole series. Like, fucking awesome. And, you know, instead of I'm waiting like fucking week by week and then up, that's it. Season's over. Yeah, no commercials. Wait for fucking next year.
I just don't like network shows, but I don't know.
Eh, I mean, for the most part, you know, network shows are shitty, but there are some good ones.
Yeah. You know what's not shitty? Do you know what's not shitty?
I don't know. I give me some time to fucking think about it.
The hotshotwizkids.com website.
Oh, okay. Well, fucking, I mean, put me right on the spot. Shit, man.
Yeah.
Don't do that to me. Anyway, hotshotwizkids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend. What?